Blog Talk Radio.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Blog Talk Radio.
I feel like Superman. They gon' remember me. I think I know I can. Who says it's hard to reach? Who's gonna stop me on the road to success? I don't know. They try to break me down, but I'm still on my feet. This city's full of lies, so why is it hard to breathe? Oh, why did God create this world so unfair? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I can't run, I can't crawl. And sometimes I feel like I ain't nothing at all. Life is a journey where you stumble and fall. But I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
Tuned into the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. You're tuned into the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the almighty, all-wise, true and living God, who has come to us this day and granted us the greatest mercy and blessing that can be granted to any people at any time, at any place, in the personage of the last and most surely, the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you, we say to you all in both their names with love, Assalamu alaikum! For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram's 1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I send to you all, Assalamu alaikum, and this edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere in the universe. It is titled, The End Is Nigh, A New Beginning Must Come In. Now, there were some things that I wanted to address with you, brothers and sisters, but as the week went through and the devil started messing with the show, changing it without us even knowing it, pushing the show back, blocking us, everything. I was even blocked to about 5 minutes for getting on my dashboard. All of this stuff. This is what goes on behind the scene to get the show out. It is a shame that we have to go through this constantly, but we do. But as all that stuff was transpiring, I was thinking about the latest news that was going on in America. And I was listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad on one of the lectures, well, a couple of lectures. And it caught my eye about when he was talking about the time and how he was talking about after a while Allah would force this thing to a conclusion. And how those of you who disbelieve, or those of you who won't accept truth, or those of you who have known the truth and rejected it, Allah would let this devil loose on you. And we see this devil right now, right here in America, right, killing us off daily and justifying it. I don't care how many video cameras you have. I don't care how many audio recorders you have. They're always justified in killing you. Always. No exceptions, right? And then this devil, this beast, talks about the Confederate flag. That shouldn't even be an issue. But they make it an issue to keep your mind off of what is going on right under your nose and right in front of your eyes. The white man is very intelligent, and he knows he's a master at tricks. He knows how to push your buttons. He knows how to get you off your nature, right? Our problem is, and especially when we talk about the sister who was killed, and by the way, another brother was shot more around the country. About a dozen brothers were killed yesterday. Brothers and sisters were killed yesterday and prior to that by law enforcement officers around the country. But you hear little of that, but we'll address a few things, and we're going to talk about China, and we're going to see how all of this fits in. We're going to talk about the dollar, and we're going to talk about Russia, and we're going to talk about Africa and Europe, and how all of this fits in with what you see now in the streets of America, and how they lynched that sister down in Texas, how they shot that brother in the head, unarmed brother, and how they the videotape this young brother was handcuffed, and the police beat the dog mess out of him. This is real. And I'll get you in just a second, 310. And our problem with dealing with this beast is that when we look at him, we yet and still don't acknowledge that he has not the nature of you and I. So when we talk to him, you think that you are going to receive justice just because he talks about a code of conduct. He hasn't lived up to his code of conduct around the world. He hasn't lived up to his code of conduct domestically when dealing with you. Why do you think those codes that are written in books would bind him to legal morality when dealing with you? The Bible tells us, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, to render unto Caesar what is Caesar, and unto God what is God. And this is not blaming the victim, this is just saying. And let me give you an example of let me talk to you for a minute. And me and another brother, we talked on this. And I pondered over this for a while. The activist sister who was pulled over by the police for a ticket, had she recognized that that was the devil, and had she treated him in that way and rendered unto him what is his, even though she is right, especially in that super racist area that had targeted blacks all the time, maybe our sister would not have been locked up, and maybe she would not have been murdered and lynched in a jail cell, right? You cannot look for this beast who by nature has no nature in him and has an innate hate for you to live up to his responsibilities that he writes in law. Hell, he writes international law, right? When has that ever stopped or constrained America from going around bombing countries? When has that stopped European nations from pillaging other nations? When has international law or humanity or human rights stopped them from conquest or colonialism? You have to look at this beast for who he is and what he is and how his nature is, lest you be caught up and done in. They are killing us now. These are the killing fields of America, right? The end is nigh, and a new beginning must come in. You didn't want to hear what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said about this man's nature. Even to our so-called great ancestors, like John Clark and all of them, they talked about blackness. They talked about the evil of the white man. Yet they did not want to separate from this beast. They thought that he could change. They were not aware that his nature prevented that change from happening. And if you don't grab him back into that which he was grafted out of, you can forget asking him to be that which by nature he's not. See, the white man has this trick that he puts before you. In the circus, he has this bear that gets on a little unicycle and rides a unicycle, right? And he has this lion that he just whips at it with a whip, and they bow down to him. You see it with those two magicians. One got mauled by the white lion. You know, the two homosexual magicians. Well, and they say, I wonder what happened. What went wrong with the show? They thought just because they had brought the lion up or the bear up from birth and trained him in the way that they wanted him to be, and he had done it so perfectly for all those years, they thought that they had altered his nature. But they were wrong. They did not go to the very root of his nature, right? And every now and then, signs of that nature of that bear or that lion would come out, regardless to the whip, regardless to the unicycle, and it would act according to that which nature put in him, right? And that's what we see today. The white man is acting because he puts on that badge and talks about morality. He's the most immoral person on the planet. When he puts on that USA jacket and goes around the world trumpeting humanitarianism, he's the most inhumane person. When he talks about morality, he's the most immoral of them all. When he talks about justice, just look around the world and look at the injustice of his world order. This signifies a change is on the way. Because the more, see, it was a time when you were docile. It was a time when you would not pay attention. But that time is over. And now you're marching. You that those dry bones you rattling in the valley. You're calling for justice. You're calling for a change. But still no life is in you. Because you refuse to to accept the life-giving teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Therefore, a major catastrophic event must push you in that way to accept your own and be your natural self. This is where we are in time. See, they want you, when this bombing, 310, I'll get you in just a second. When this bombing took place, this false flag bombing took place at one of the military offices a few days ago. And it pushed the tide of Islamism, like they say. Well, I tell you, this devil can make up some words to justify his madness, can't it? Islamism, as he said, to push the tide there. He did all this to keep your mind off your salvation. See, he's a master of technology. As his police officers beat and kill you, lock you up at whim, even with all of the evidence, he wants you to hate the Muslims, like he said. Let's go kill the Muslims. We got enough hate for the Muslims. He doesn't want you to see the true enemy that lies here at home. That's what it is. He's keeping your eyes off your open enemy by a false flag attack to focus on some made-up enemy. And why would he happen to be, listen to me good, in all of these things that you see, the false flag terror operations, right, the beheading of people in so-called Baghdad and around Iraq and Syria, what color are those people? Just because they say Allahu Akbar don't mean they Muslims. You have Christians every day talking about Christ. Look at the people who are running for Congress. Look at the people who are running for state senate. And look at the people who run for governor and all of these. They're always talking about Jesus Christ. But where's the Christ in their policies? They're no more a Christian than the dog out in the street. Man, I'm telling you, don't be tricked by these affairs that they're putting on you. They're tricking you with a technology unheard of today. They are the master deceivers. I will come from before you and from behind you, from the left and from the right, and surely you will find most of them unworthy. Didn't the Bible tell you that? That Satan would do this? That Satan would do this in the last days? For he knows that Satan would come down with great wrath, knowing he has but a short time. So he's coming now, tricking you on this end and on that end, and presenting to you lies and over here technology to force you to reject your salvation. The end is not, and a new beginning must come in. Nothing that they can do, nothing that they can think of in this day and time will prevent the new world of God coming in, because it is already merging in on the old world. The fall of the old world, as Muhammad teaches us, is imminent because they refused to do justice. The doing of justice would have checked their fall. Let's see if they've done justice. They say 1 in 9 Black people in America, their families is locked up. This is by no accident. This is no mistake. America has, I think, a population, she presents about 5% of the population of the world, something like that, and has about 25 to 30% of the prison population. And 90% of the prison population is black. That's no a coincidence. You go to jail, you don't get represented right. This is the prison industrial complex is big money. The so-called public defenders who are paid through your taxes to defend you, give you, they go to lunch with your oppressors, with your prosecutors, and have breakfast with the judge, and then they all come up with an agreement to set you behind bars for the rest of your life. Is that justice? As the Bible teaches us, that justice stood or falls. Justice was trampled underneath foot. We see that in America. She has shown no love, no respect for you and I, and she's showing contempt for all of the nation's sovereignty and national security around the world. How in the hell can you receive justice from an unjust man? You better look at this beast for who he is, lest you be caught up and done in. The end is not, and a new beginning must come in. Let's go to the 310. 310, you on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I say unto you, Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum, brother. How you doing?
Oh, brother, I'm doing pretty good, brother. A lot of things was on my mind this morning.
Brother, I was watched that video of that sister getting killed in Texas also. And it dawned on me, this is the very fact that for not following Elijah Muhammad or following God's edict, you get yourself caught into a lot of things that you just don't have to. Now, the first thing, why she just didn't accept the ticket? Whatever the white man is going to do, all you had to do is, since he's not the judge, he can't render a verdict to you. Accept the ticket, go in and pay it, then arguing and fighting and doing something uncivilized or unintelligent, and it led her to being killed. The perfect fact, like you were saying before, the white man is the devil. You cannot reason with a devil. You cannot get compassion from him. He's not going to treat you like a human being because in his eyes, you're not a human being. When he was made to murder. This is what our people refuse to accept. You cannot reason with a man that's made contrary to you, 100% opposite of you, and this is what his makeup is. And so, not following the honor of Elijah Muhammad, brother, our people are caught up into a lot of things that they shouldn't be caught up in. And without wisdom, you're a fool. And to argue with the white man over some small, petty stuff when the man is made to kill all of us really puts us in the condition in which we're in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, as you were talking, are you still there, brother?
Sure, I'm here, brother.
As you were talking, I was thinking over page 9 of Our Savior Has Arrived when the messenger says, we cannot hope for justice from the devils when by nature there is none in them. See, this right here, that point right there is what digs at the black man, because we think when we look at other people, our nature is to give them a chance. Our nature is that of hope. But they don't realize that when they open themselves up with this kind of stuff, with that beast, he is a beast of the field, and he's looking for weaknesses, and once he pries the weaknesses, he goes in for the kill on his prey. They don't look at it like that. They're not seeing that this is the time where this beast is let loose. And if they don't have a God, especially this God named Master Farad Muhammad, they don't have any protection in this day and time. I want to flip over to page 11. I want to read something, brother, while you're still on the line. And you can comment right after this. It's chapter 4 called The Hidden Truth. And this is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. He says, they are doing everything they possibly can to deceive the black man and woman into thinking that they, the white people, hold out greater and better promises for a future to the black man and woman in America than Allah. This will deceive many of our people. Read the 7th surah or chapter of the Holy Quran, where the devil is made to confess his deceiving of the people in these words: Allah promised you the promise of truth. I promise you, but fail to fulfill. As you know, the revelation of the Bible under the title of John teaches us that the old dragon beast referring to the white civilization deceived the whole world. And they have done just that. Allah has taught me they have deceived 90% of the total population of the planet Earth. The only way, listen to this good, black men and black women, the only way the white race can survive and rule is by making false appear as truth and truth to appear as false. The white race was made by nature without the truth. Jesus said in Bible in John 8:44, that there was no truth in them, for their father was a liar and a murderer. Therefore, his children, the white race, cannot help be otherwise. We should know the truth of the seriousness of the time that we are living in. The truth will save our lives if we believe it. Brother, your comment.
There was a tape Malcolm did back in the 60s, I think 62, with at Temple Number 27. And he was talking about that there were two Muslim scholars in the UN. The UN had commissioned a study about how Africa had raped, I mean, Europe had raped Africa. And he was saying in this study that they had two Muslim scholars in the 13th century that traveled throughout the known Muslim world exclusively studying people. And he said that out of all, now the Muslim world is over there in Europe, way over there to with the Chinese, even almost over into the Philippines. It covers a wide area. Saying out of all of the people that they studied, these two Muslim scholars in the 13th century, Ali and I forget the other one, he was saying out of all of the people, the black man of the Sudan, an Arab word, Sudan means an Arab word meaning black, but meaning the black man is the only one that can give you justice. The black man is the only people that can do. He said they were concerned with justice more than anything else on the planet, and any other people on the planet. And this is what it is, brother. Our people, like you said, think that the white man is just like them. You cannot get lions and bears together and expect them to start commingling with one another. And that's the problem. You got the white man who was a brute coming up against somebody that thinks that everybody should get justice. You're not going to get that, bro.
You know, speaking of that, I'm glad you brought that up. Yesterday I was watching this show. I love to watch, me and the children, we'll sit down and we'll watch this show on National Nat Geo Wild. And it's called Animal Fight Night. And on there, they were showing all of these birds, these different birds. And all of these birds, though they were all birds, if one different kind of bird just so happened to land in the territory of the other birds, they would immediately fight and run that bird out. Now, our black people, we have been brainwashed to say we are all human beings. You know, that's what we look. They don't look at the nature. The Bible says, take nature for a sign, right? And if you look, you see jaguars and lions and cheetahs and cougars. You see all of that. But you don't see them co-intermingling. You don't see them co-breeding, right? You don't see that.
Well, same thing with the ant, brother. You got red ants and black ants don't co-mingle, right? You know the ants. You don't see them.
And they'll fight to the death.
Let's go over here and kick it and co-mingle and integrate and propagate with the black ants so that you get a mix. They don't do that. This is the black man. We all got red blood, but so does a rat. That don't make him your brother.
Yeah. But we have been brainwashed left and right. And I thought over these things earlier this morning. I was just laying across the edge of my bed, just pondering over a lot of these things. And I'm saying to myself, we are in the midst of some great and terrible change that's coming on. It's going to be great for us, but it's going to be terrible for those who rejected the truth. Because this change that is happening, it cannot be stopped because it was divinely ordained. And unless they get right, and they accept what God wants, not what they think, not what they believe, not what they want, but what God wants. A lot of them going to get steamrolled, brother. I hate to say it, but a lot of them will be steamrolled because they are in opposition to God's will, and they don't realize it. You know, some of us, we don't like Elijah Muhammad, so we go to Garvey. Because Elijah Muhammad was strict. Or we go to Drew Ali. And these are some great leaders. Or we go to these other leaders, right? And they look at it like that. It's either or with them. They don't realize that time and prophecy tells us about a man named Elijah Muhammad. Like the messenger said, he said, listen, calculate on my work. Look in the scriptures and calculate on my work to see if I'm that man that they prophesied would come. The messenger just didn't tell you to take him and believe him. He told you to look at the work that he was doing, the body of work, and then see whether or not that he is the messenger of God. All of these other people, they did whatever they could according to what they knew. But Elijah Muhammad met face to face with God. And this is the first time a man had been that close to God for 66 trillion years. Think about that. Think about that. The Bible teaches you that God would talk to this Moses like man, face to face, as a man talking or speaking with his brother. And he would do the same type of work that Moses did. None of them had an equal success of Elijah Muhammad. None of them had a work that even came close to Elijah Muhammad. But they don't like Elijah because Elijah tells you there's no future in America. Don't embrace this beast. Separate from this man because he is your open enemy and he is the devil. Brother, our people don't accept that.
Isn't that what Moses was telling his people of the time?
Moses, yes, sir.
Over there saying, let's get over here and integrate with the Egyptians. Let's go to the Egyptians' house of worship. Let's become congressmen and senators. And Moses said, let's separate. But you go straight into their Bible and then people in the, and they're going to say that they believe in Moses, but yet still they do the opposite.
Yeah, yeah. And things got, with Moses, things got so tense. Remember, God told Moses, now get ready, get that plan, and get them out of here because they want us, they want to integrate, and I want them to separate. So I got to bring something about that's going to force them to look another way. This is the Bible. But our people, it's, brother, it's written right there, and they'll tell them what you're saying don't mean nothing.
That's right.
Because what the book say, that this last messenger was sent to a hard-hearted, stiff-necked, and rebellious people.
Well, the messenger said that there's never been a Negro in 78 trillion years of recorded history of the planet Earth. The white man is the only one made one. There's never been a man so in such pitiful condition that the holy scientists of Islam said that this man is a dead man. He's not alive. He's just like a corpse. And a corpse can't do anything on its own. It can't speak to it on its own. It can't listen. And it can't reason. And that's just like the black man of America. If you bring him sound advice, and he'll reject it for some foolishness.
This is the time, brother. This is a great time because as I'm thinking over this stuff, you remember Allah had to talk to Moses, look, I just don't want them there. They want to do something opposed, and if they do that, then I'm going to destroy them. So you got to act now. I'm going to give you some orders to act on. And then you tell them they don't have no choice in the matter. And Moses went back and did his duty. This is what's going to happen. This has to come down to you and I. Because we're in the same boat. We want to get in their political system. I heard some Muslims talking about voting in their system. This brother, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was adamantly against voting in this system.
Well, I go back to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad put in the Muhammad Speaks newspaper. Which devil you going to vote for? The tall devil, the short devil, or the fat devil? You know, you ain't got a choice. You know, you got three choices there. This is the problem. They don't want to accept God's adjudication. They do not want to accept what Allah brought to us. Now, you can't, like the minister said, you can't disprove it. You can't disprove it. If Allah said the white man is a devil, you don't say he's a saint.
Mm-hmm.
And then, once again, if he need to be saved, he got to show some remorse and do something. He got to repent, an atonement. I don't see the white man atoning for nothing. Matter of fact, he's cranking up his ears. We want him to be who we want him to be, and so that means he should be changed. You can't change the nature of a lion. A lion will always roar.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much you love that lion and want him to start to be like a docile kitten, he's going to become a lion. Nature made him a lion. You can't change the nature of the white man. You just can't do it. I remember one of those clips of Malcolm saying, "We have not found anything that the white man has ever done collectively of good." And can anybody disprove that? What
nope.
has he ever done of good?
You tell me, brother.
Brother, we both scratching our head. I don't got.
But and you know, speaking on this, brother, as we're talking on this issue here, it dawned on me that not only the lost founds are in this trap, but a lot of our so-called ones who are raised to life, the so-called Muslims, they don't believe that this white man is going anywhere. They talk about the messenger this and they talk about the teachings, but they are not aware of the time, and they don't believe that time marches on.
Well, brother, a person that don't understand the time is truly lost. That's the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. There's a time limit on everything that we do. Right?
Yes, sir.
There's a time limit on everything that in nature. When the Quran says Allah made everything for a measure, and when it reaches that measure, it expires.
Mm-hmm.
You just cannot stop. Time marches on, brother. Time marches on. And Allah, as the Messenger said, set a time that he would do these things and remove this people. Now, for someone to sit up and think that this is not going to take place, then that's a fool. You see it like the Messenger said, it's what you have does not compare, what you have of the truth does not compare with the time, then you are lost.
Mm-hmm. Say that again, brother. I don't think that right there is a part of one of the messenger's lectures that a lot of people don't get because you don't study the messenger. And about the time, I don't care how much truth do you have that you may have. If you are not in step with the time, what did the messenger say? Brother, are you still there? I think the brother may have gotten disconnected. Brother, you still there? He may have lost. But if, no matter how much wisdom you may have, brothers and sisters, no matter how much truth you may have, if you are out of step with the time, then you have lost, and you are lost. You understand? This is the messenger saying these things. So let's go to something real quick, brothers and sisters. And maybe the brother, we'll get the brother back on the line shortly. But the name of this show is The End Is Nigh. A new beginning must come in. In chapter 4 of Our Savior Has Arrived, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this, and I just read this part, but I'm going to go a little further. He says, the white race was made by nature without the truth. Jesus said in Bible, John 8:44, that there was no truth in them, for their father was a liar and a murderer. Therefore, his children, the white race, cannot help be otherwise. Now listen to this, and watch how he brings time into this. He says, we should know the truth of the seriousness of the time that we are now living in. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the truth. I have been told by brothers, well, by a brother, we don't need to know all that doom and gloom. We want to know something that feels good. Listen to what the messenger says right here. We should know the truth of the seriousness of the time that we are now living in. He didn't say the time that they were living in, the time that we are now living in. Right? Why, Muhammad? Because the truth will save our lives if we believe it. You can love the messenger all you want to. You can love the teachings all you want to. You can have a bucket full of truth. But if you are stepping out of time, you may step into that executioner of the time, and he must do away with you. You understand? And what truth is Elijah trying to get to us? That America is falling, that the white man is attacking us. He says, America is at war with the darker people, the brown, yellow, and every race regardless of color today. But she refuses to tell you the truth of this war that is now taking many lives. She don't want you to know. She wants you to think that Al-Qaeda, ISIL, and ISIS and Al Nusra, all of these things that she has made, all of the stuff she has armed, she has trained, she has financed the so-called Christian nation. No terrorism, just Christianity. It's no terror when we lie and bomb an entire nation back to the Stone Age. It's no terrorism when we lie and go and invade Libya, which was the most progressive nation in Africa. It is no terrorism when we economic sanction Zimbabwe and destroy the economy of that independent nation and people. That's not terrorism. Killing millions. It's not terrorism when we go and sanction Iraq for over 12 years and have 3 million babies die. But as Madeleine Albright says when asked the question, it was worth it. You see, that's not terrorism. It's not terrorism to flex your military muscles all across the globe and threaten others. It's not terrorism if you use the nuclear bombs. It's not terrorism if you build up your nuclear arsenal or fly warplanes close to other people's border. It's only terrorism when it comes back home. Do you see? The end is nigh, and a new beginning must come in. Black man and black woman, you better wake up to this truth, because the end of their world is right before our eyes. Let's go into something real quick. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says to us, we must, listen to this, what must be done since you, my people, myself, hear all of these things going on and see the troubled times begin to get more trouble as it is prophesied by Jesus. It is a time of trouble that never was like it before this time and never will be like it anymore. We should be prepared to do something for self. Now, when you hear that part right there, everybody jumps up and says, see, I told you. I told you. Yeah, we got to do something for self. And Muhammad gives us what we must do for self right after this. Listen to what, brothers and sisters, pay close attention to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because some of us take these things out of the context of what Muhammad teaches. Listen good. He says, we should be prepared to do something for self. What was given to the righteous of Noah and of Lot? They were warned to flee for refuge in Allah. See, not in no land, not in no building, not in no forest. They had to flee for refuge in Allah. Master Farad Muhammad, listen to what he says. He goes further. They were warned to flee for refuge in Allah to save themselves from the judgment of water being drowned and from being destroyed by fire and earthquakes. These people, all they had, all the way of their civilization was destroyed. They were people who carried on a civilization of wickedness. I'm going to get you 424. Let me finish with this and go to this clip, and I'm going to get you, okay? It says, God destroyed their very libraries so that we would not get a hold of any of their way of civilization written in the books of those days. So he destroyed and burned their libraries. First of all, let me stop right there. This is how God acts. When he destroys these people who are wicked, most of the time you say, well, why can't we find a whole library, only a book here and there, and only a little remnant here and there? Because God does not want you patterning after those people. So when the end comes for them, he destroys their libraries so that you cannot get the gist of wickedness that those people had lived under. Okay? Let's go a little further. He says, so he destroyed and burned their libraries. He flooded their libraries of the wicked in the day of Noah, washed away their books that they had for records of what they were doing. The same goes for this civilization. It was an example and a warning for us in this day and time. This is what I am beating. I've been beating this tree for the longest. Muhammad goes further and says, the Bible also prophesies in the revelation of John that everything of this world, the wicked, will burn up. There will be no such thing as taking away anything of the wicked work to practice on or to carry into his world. He's self-independent, and he don't need anyone or anything from this world at all. I say to you, my beloved people, you have been warned. Listen to this good, black man and black woman. 35 long years I have been calling on you to believe and offering to you what Allah has offered to me, to set you in heaven at once if you believe in Allah. Just what are you trying to do now? Now, Muhammad asked these questions. What are you trying to do? You got your afros, you got your unks, you got all of your African gear, and you're talking about blackness and black consciousness. What are you trying to do? Muhammad says, you are begging the same people that have destroyed you mentally and physically almost to now turn and be a friend of yours after 400 years proof of their way of mistreating you, that they have no love in them for you, and that they were created or made to be an enemy of yours and mine. Listen to this now. So now, what must be done? See, he's asking that question again. What must be done if we would like to show the world that we want to be an industrious people and not beggars? So some people say, well, we got to go do this. We got to go do that. Well, Elijah Muhammad gives you the answer right after asking the question. Listen to what he says. Why not? He gives us let us unite together. That is the first thing. And make an appeal. That is the second thing. To the government. To allow us, that's the third thing, to allow, right? That is to give permission to give an okay to allow us to live somewhere in this country before it is destroyed to ourselves, and give us some aid for the next 20 to 25 years to help us to go for ourselves. This also probably would stay many of the evil days that is now approaching America. He says, if the slave master turn and do good for his slave, do justice by his slave, put him out of his house in a house to himself, and not try to deceive him and make false promises that he knows he's not going to fulfill with his slave, give his slave a place to himself, provide him with a start as he has helped him all of his life for 400 years to build heaven for himself. Do something that could be classified as good for your slave. Maybe God would have mercy on your soul and delay the time by a few years of your execution. But you are so evil, you want them out. You won't let them out of your house. You want to hold them in your house so that you can evilly mistreat them. Now, as I say that, this is why you see everything going on. Now, why are they killing you? This is what they want you to believe in. We're going to bring you in 424. Just give me a few minutes. Why are they killing you, black man? This is what they want you to believe.
The debate over radicalization is heating up in the U.S. following the killing of four Marines by a Muslim American in Tennessee last week. A retired U.S. general has called for a revival of internment camps to help combat Muslim extremism.
If these people are radicalized and they don't support the United States and they're disloyal to the United States as a matter of principle, fine, that's their right. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
The killings have also added to the anti-Muslim sentiment in the country as well. Marina Portnoy has more on how the difference between Islam and extremism is apparently becoming blurred in the public's minds.
2 days after Mohammed Abdulaziz killed five service members in Chattanooga, a Florida gun shop owner announced in a Facebook video post that he will no longer serve or sell to the Muslim community. Standing in front of a Confederate flag, Andy Hallinan proclaims his business, effective immediately, is a Muslim-free zone, going on to say, quote, I will not arm and train those who wish to do harm to my fellow patriots, unquote. The five-minute video, viewed more than 50,000 times, has received a barrage of comments of support across various social media platforms.
Couldn't agree or say it any better. Great video, Andy.
A must-watch video. Wake up, America. No guns. No training for Muslims. Stop political correctness.
God bless you, Patriot. I wish I'd lived closer so I could give you more support for your business.
Intense rhetoric in the news may also be fanning the flames of hate.
Radical Islam is becoming the rule, not the exception. Yesterday's moderate is today's terrorist.
Why is it that so few of these killers seem to be named after Roman Catholic saints.
True Islam is terrorism.
Congress, meanwhile, hopes to combat the problem of terrorism by creating an Office to Combat Violent Extremism, better known as CVE. Given the current climate, critics fear the new agency could be used to target Muslims.
What we now, isn't it ironic? The nation that goes across the world putting bases up, the nation that goes around the world poisoning people, putting on biochemical labs up on other people's shores, right, to test new weapons on them. They're not terrorists now. No. When they bombing people from drones thousands of miles away, you don't know America could have bombed that brother's or that Muslim, it was some family member. You understand? He could be a false flag operation. It doesn't matter. You don't know the blowback effect of the policies. You cannot continually put out evil and not expect evil in return. But they say, we're not going to arm and train Muslims, right? Because they're evil and they're violent. Well, the stats show us that the police is more violent. So are you not going to arm and train them? These are your law enforcement officers. They're killing more people and more black people, especially on a daily basis, than you go into the killing fields of Baghdad or Afghanistan. Well, will you stop selling to them? Will you stop arming them? Will you stop training them? Or is this just a charade for publicity? Is this a charade to stoke the fear and the anger against Islam and black America? You have no problem with taking a stand for that. But I have yet to hear this same gun owner say anything about this.
A police dashcam video has been released showing the arrest of a 28-year-old activist, Sandra Bland, who later died in Texas police custody. The new footage shows an officer stopping and arresting her after a minor traffic violation.
You mind putting out your cigarette, please? Don't mind.
I'm in my car, but I have to put out my cigarette.
Well, you can step on out now.
Well, Bland was stopped by the police for failing to indicate while making a lane change. Well, this grainy video just here recorded a bystander. It shows that, it was recorded by a bystander, and it actually shows two or more officers pinning Bland to the ground. Well, Sandra Bland was a 28-year-old activist who spoke out on issues of racism and police brutality. She had just moved to Texas from Chicago for a new job. Well, 3 days later, after her arrest, Bland was found dead in her cell at the Waller County Jail in Texas. Now, according to authorities, she committed suicide by hanging herself. Texas police have also released a video taken from inside the county jail as paramedics arrived on the scene. Well, Artie spoke with the civil rights activist Carl Dix, who believes the officer who detained Bland acted against the law.
This happens all the time. This time, there is video, and the death of Sandra Bland pushes this out into the public eye. We'll see whether the officer gets punished. He did violate actual law. There's no law that says a cop has the authority to arrest somebody because he doesn't like their attitude. And that's pretty clearly what's going on in that video. He doesn't like her attitude. She didn't listen to him when he said put out the cigarette. She was not being submissive and compliant with everything he laid down. Not that she was violating any law. She just wasn't going along with what he said. There aren't laws that say you have to do that. And going further, he tells the person who was taking the video that they had to leave. And the law actually says they don't have to leave.
Again, what do we say? Miss Sandra Bland looked at them as though they were somehow moral or ethical. These white people don't care about your life, and they're proving it. And I don't see any gun owners. I don't see any people who's selling rope. I don't see any people who supply food or any kind of condiments to the jails there. Boycotting the jails, do you? Ha, 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 ha. The end is nigh. A new beginning must come in. And this white activist on this tape says, this happens all the time. Well, we know that. We know that it happens. And this is why we're telling you this. This is just one of many cases that have happened in just the last past week. Not to mention months or years, but just in the last past week. They are brutalizing you because you are refusing to come into the circle of safety. Now, before we bring in 424, listen to this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, the time ruled by the white race has been the worst of our known history, a time of complete troublemaking, war, bloodshed, and death of both the righteous and the wicked as never before. Therefore, the black nation and our God, who is the originator of the universe, has decided to remove the troublemakers from our planet Earth. As there is no way, listen to this good, I want to convey this to those of you who are in different factions, different sects of the Nation of Islam. Listen to this good for all of you who are embracing this foolish Dianetics and this stuff by L. Ron Hubbard and embracing your open enemy. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. Therefore, the black nation and our God, who is the originator of the universe, have decided, not that a minister has, but God and the entire black nation has decided to remove the troublemakers from our planet Earth, as there is no way, not even through Dianetics, of the black nations getting along in peace with this wicked, grafted race known as the white race. They have flooded the nations with deceit and division. The time now has arrived for plain truth, wherein you shudder and call the truth a lie and call falsehood the truth. Isn't that something? Because our leaders are taking us back. On one hand, they cry for justice. And on the other hand, they embrace the opponents of justice. How can this be? How can this be? How can you tell us that he's an open enemy and a murderer, and on the other hand, lead us back into the clutches of this murderer and open enemy? You are not a leader. You are insane for leadership and must be removed because you are sick in the head and it's causing the body of the black nation to suffer. Let's go to the phone lines. 424, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. I send to you, Assalamu alaikum.
Well, Islam, sir. It's a beautiful thing, brother, always being able to tune in to the most powerful show for truth on this planet, brother, the Star and Crescent Report.
Thank you.
I know you're dealing with some things, brother, you know, mentally, spiritually, you know, morally, we all dealing with it, brother. As the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, he says that it does not matter what religion you are. Your hurt is my hurt. Your pain is my pain. In dealing with seeing what our people are going through, brother, we cannot, you know, love the messenger's teachings and not love our people. We are hurting at the pain and suffering of what our people are going through. The messenger says that we, black people, are no better off today than we were 400 years ago in receiving justice from an unjust people. The white man's nature, this is what our people do not understand, and that sister would have humbled herself had she had the truth and teachings of the messenger, because the messenger teaches us submit in authority, submit to those in authority as long as it does not conflict with our religion. We're trying to deal with a people that have no morals, no ethics, no justice, no love. He was made opposite, so his very nature is evil. So we don't understand. So here we are today trying to, you know, get some type of love and mercy from a merciless people. All throughout the annals of history, for 400, almost 460-some years, we have been suffering pain, torture, murder all throughout the history. The only difference today is it's recorded on the newer modern technology. You can get a video on your smartphone, on your iPhone, and you can put it on Instagram, and you can put it on Facebook, and you can post it, and people being all in charade and anger. This white man been doing this for all throughout the annals of his 6,000-year history. 2,000 years he lost in the caves and hillsides of Europe. But all throughout his history, he has been fighting, warring, and killing. But now Allah has unleashed the devil, like you said, because this is the rejection of our people. Think about it, brother. Had our parents, our foreparents, accepted the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, knowledge and wisdom is passed from father to son. And so for our people with acquainted teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if our parents had stuck and accepted these, then they would have had the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and knowing the time of what it presents and knowing how to deal with this white man, as opposed to going out here marching, trying to get justice. We would be out here calling for what? Separation. As the messenger said, this is the only solution to the problem between black people and white people. And I was touching on something in reference to the brother, Brother Rashid, that called in earlier in relation to Moses in Egyptian and the children of Israel. The white man is so conniving. He's a wise deceiver. See, this is why he has fed Jesus all these years to us, because Jesus was his propagation as a tool to use as a picture for his deceptive and evil, wicked ways. He can hide behind the Jesus, okay, this Caesar Borgia. You can go and Google Caesar Borgia, which is the picture of the image of this Jesus, supposedly. He was painted on this picture by Leonardo. What was it? They had a contest. It was two painters, and he was the son of Rodrigo Borgia, and that was the picture that was painted to deceive the people in the last days. See, the devil don't give you Moses; he gives you Jesus, because Jesus' name was used to shield his evil, wicked, and dirty practices. So our Jesus of 2,000 years ago is going to come back and resurrect them from this evil, wicked time. But no, that time, that Jesus is speaking of none other than the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Jesus of Nazareth, which was to raise the dead, fallen people of humanity, the so-called American Negro. But this is where we are today, brother. This is why we have to go through what we're going through, is because of divine rejection of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is
yes,
it,
sir.
Brother.
All praise is due to Allah. Now, brother, you stay tuned. I'm gonna keep you on. I'm gonna put you on hold, and then I'm gonna address a few things. And if time permits, I'm gonna bring you back in. So I want to go to something as I'm talking to you, brothers and sisters, about the situation that we're facing. And the end is nigh, and a new beginning must come in. A new beginning must come in, because not only has this man saturated your minds with foolishness and deception, he has actually saturated the atmosphere with unrighteous thoughts. And this atmosphere brings gloom all across the globe. And it's now seeping out into the galaxy because he's putting his machines out there. And anything that he conceives of automatically is contrary to nature. Automatically, because he is contrary to nature. Do you not see all of these storms happening? Do you not see all of these volcanic eruptions, the sinkholes, the flash flood warnings, the earthquakes, all of these things that are happening? And there will be earthquakes in diverse places, right? Yesterday, 5 volcanic eruptions. I believe it was in the Philippines, if I'm not mistaken, or Indonesia. 5 of them. This is the world rebelling. Allah said that he would cause nature to go into full rebellion against this beast, to rid the earth of that unnatural substance and presence on its surface. Well, if we are the aboriginal people, the aboriginal means the first, the natural, the best way, the beginning. If we are that natural people, then these things are not happening to rid us of it. because we've been here since the earth has been here, time immemorial. But since the people came in 6,000 years ago, and they have turned everything upside down, right? Everything they make is toxic. Everything. Then the earth must purify itself. Nature teaches us that. That the natural will move towards the unnatural to rid itself of the unnatural in order for it to maintain the natural way of life. And so this is what we see. And the white man is fighting like hell to maintain his glory. He's not just going to get off his horse of rulership. He's got to be kicked off or thrown down off the horse. And so God comes in person. And that's why there's no peace among the nations. That's why there's fighting everywhere. Right? The messenger says this. He says, it has been boasted that America is a white man's country. But why did they bring us here? The messenger asked this question. If it's a white man, you hear him all the time, this is a white man country. Well, if it is, why were you so insecure to drag an entire people here to do your labor, to do your farming, to do all of the work that we built our forefathers? You're a lie. Your forefather was too scared, so you went and robbed an entire nation of people and brought them here to build up this country and continent. The free labor, blood, sweat, and tears is what gave America her treasure, her glory, and her power. And now God is removing it from your midst. Muhammad says, it has been boasted that America is a white man's country. But why did they bring us here then? If the white race is such a super race, why don't they leave or alone or live alone and leave us to live alone in our own country? Why are they fighting to stay in Asia? Why not be satisfied with Europe and America? We didn't ask to be brought here, see? Now you go, you see how Muhammad goes all around the world now? What's going on in Asia? America's starting trouble over there. We are talking about freedom of navigation in the South China Sea. China says, that's what we're about too. So what's the problem? It's never been about freedom of navigation. It's been about domination, global domination of the Anglo over everybody else. But the time is against that. So America, she's spreading her tentacles out thin around the globe. This is why it's connected to you. And she's mad that she cannot exercise force and power and domination over others anymore. China does not buck up and get scared because she doesn't have the economic or military wherewithal to defend herself anymore. China bided her time. And now she has risen to be a global and economic and military power. So America can't do what she once did to China. She cannot punk Russia, as I was reading one article by the general that's about to be the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He says, with all of that blustering about Russia's no power, right? With all that blustering, well, America's significantly greater than Russia. With all that bluster, he had to admit something. Russia is the only nation that can totally destroy America, right? See how the devil is on one end? He just, oh, that's no power. Then goes right back and gives you the reason why he's starting trouble over there. This is to let you know. He sees his doom in sight. So he's scared as hell that he cannot impose his dictates like he once did through all of his mechanisms like the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, USAID, all of these, Doctors Without Borders, all of these things that he used to go overseas to get unfettered access to your people. To start color revolutions and overthrow the people. Now he's mad as hell that everybody is challenging him. And of course, when he's mad and can't beat the nations anymore, he beats on his old punching bag, the so-called Negro. Right? This is what he's mad that he is no longer the sole power that he once was. And so he goes and does like Pharaoh does. Do what feels good to you. Beat and kill the Negro. That's always made you feel good. Justify and then demonize the victim. Use our propaganda machine to even make our own people think that the victim was the aggressor. Don't you see the need now?
for America to be taken and destroyed, as the prophets had predicted? Don't you see a need now for a beginning of a new world that is now merging in on the old world? Don't you see a need now, as God says? The so-called Negro's problem of getting the truth is very hard. See, getting this truth is very hard. But Muhammad says, but the hardest problem to solve is getting them to believe it after getting it into their ears. This is due to their being brought up solely under the teachings of their enemy. Black people are schooled 100% in the fear of their enemies and the enemy's own fixed religion called Christianity. Isn't that something? We're schooled into that. It's amazing. Let me go to the phone lines real quick, and then I'll finish my thought here. We'll go to the phone lines. 234, you on the... 234, you on the... Salaam alaikum. This thing is messing up.
Salaam alaikum. This thing is messing up.
234.
234. Assalamu alaikum. It was a mistake, my brother. I didn't get pressing on his own.
Okay, I'm sorry, my brother. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry, my brother. Thank you.
Yep.
We're getting blowback in the phone, and we're getting a 2-3-4 second delay in me talking in some of the areas. But this is what I'm saying. This is what we have to go through to get this show out. No other show goes through the stuff that we go through to get this show on. When have you ever heard of a show scheduling, right? And when you go to do the show has been rescheduled without you even knowing it to another date. And then when you try to, right before the show comes on, you're trying to schedule it right, they won't even let you on. Huh? This lets you know the value of the show. Brothers and sisters, if you get a chance, we're not going off the air yet, but I would like for you all, please, we do journalism and we do truth and we do prophecy and time, and we like for you to go over to the Hines 1555 blog and donate. Help us to keep this truth going. It's expensive. It's expensive to keep updating the memory on the website. It's expensive to keep getting programs. It's expensive to do all of these things that we're doing. And we're just asking for a few nickels or a few dimes. You go to the Hines 1555 blog and donate. And if you can't donate that way, you can write a money order or what have you to 2310 Truman Avenue and a half. That's the way they got it. I don't know, because this used to be even a bigger than an acre. I guess it got split in an acre, and then it got split into another thing, so that this is half of the land that it was. So it's 2310 Truman, T-R-U-M-A-N, Avenue, half, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, in care of Rashid Muhammad or in care of Nicole Muhammad. Please, we need your help. Now, let's go to this. The messenger says, this is the time. There never will be any peace among the nations of earth until the so-called Negroes have heard the truth and those who accepted are separated and placed in the paradise of their God Allah. And placed. See, brothers and sisters, I know in writing and in reading and in English and in grammar, they teach you how to look at sentences. And I wasn't the best at that, but I wasn't a fool either. So when Muhammad writes this, he says, and placed. Right? Placed there. When something is placed somewhere, it is not moved on the power of itself, right? It is moved by something else, right? So a Negro must be placed somewhere because a Negro is considered dead. So he says to be placed in a paradise, right? Of their God, Allah. Oh, black man and black woman. These words, Muhammad put these there strategically. Listen to what it says. And when it talks about placed, it uses place instead of placed. So it says a specific area or region of the world, a particular city, country, et cetera, a building or area that is used for a particular purpose, a building, part of a building, or area that is used for shelter, physical environment, a way for admission or transit, physical surroundings. And then it tells us placed. To be moved by, okay? To be moved by, not by yourself, but by something other than yourself. So Muhammad says,
There will never be any peace among the nations of the earth until the so-called Negroes have heard the truth and those who have accepted it are separated and placed in the paradise of their God Allah. That means that we will be removed and put into something, not on the power of our own, but on the order of God. You see? It's right here in the books. You just have to look at it and read it. But you must be, you must remember this. To have anything worthwhile, you must be willing to sacrifice. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the reward. And you must also be willing to go through all of the rebuke, the slander. Yeah, you got to go through that slander. Because people will slander your name if they get dissatisfied with you in a heartbeat. If you don't bow to their dictates, if you don't do what they want you to do, if you don't do what they think you should do, they're going to dislike you. They're going to tell others to dislike you. That's the mind frame of the devil. The devil did not miss out when he taught us how to be like him, right? Well, you know that song, I Want to Be Like Mike? These so-called Negroes want to be like that devil. This is how we do things. We will lie on each other in a heartbeat for the sake of advantage. Isn't that not the devil nature? We will cause division amongst the brotherhood and sisterhood for the sake of being liked. Some of us, we cannot accept rejection. We cannot accept constructive criticism. We cannot accept when somebody has been blessed with a little bit more knowledge than the other one. We can't accept that. So, in our arrogance, and we're arrogant in foolishness because we don't know none, we don't have none, outside of the knowledge of God. I didn't produce this knowledge. God himself produced it. Do you see the need for a cleansing? Do you see the need for the removal of the idea in the atmosphere of the global troublemaker? Because thought travels, and his thought has traveled around the globe, and it predominates every square inch of the globe right now, almost. Isn't everybody geared up for war? To defend against this beast who has no morals, who does not honor treaties. And he's doing this because he is losing power. I played this clip a while ago. And I'm going to play it again. And this will give you one concern. Now, I want you to remember this. This clip comes from 2013. Okay? We're about to go into 2016. So when this man is saying this stuff, remember how late the time is from what he had said. And then it gives you an idea of why they are going crazy as hell trying to maintain their rule, okay? Pay close attention to this.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly reporting tonight from South Florida. Thanks for watching us. Are we the people responsible for the chaos that is enveloping America? That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. The folks are indeed responsible for the government they get. Germans could have thrown Hitler out. They did not. Russians fought hard for Stalin. The Chinese surrendered to Mao. The Cubans allowed Fidel Castro to take away their liberty. The folks are responsible. And now Americans are faced with a citizen challenge, not at the levels of totalitarianism, but a very serious economic situation. Yesterday, the Government Accountability Office, the nonpartisan investigative arm of Congress, released its annual audit of the U.S. government. The report covers the fiscal years 2011 and 12. The conclusion of the report is this, quote, absent policy changes, the federal government continues to face an unsustainable fiscal path. Let me repeat that. Absent policy changes, the federal government continues to face an unsustainable fiscal path. If the feds do not stop the wild spending and do not reform Medicare and Social Security, the U.S. dollar will collapse. That means that all of our savings, all of our investments, our homes, and everything else will blow up before our eyes. Now, chances are you will not hear about the GAO's report today, except on this program. The liberal media will not tell you what is going on. The reason? President Obama does not want to cut federal spending or reform entitlements. That is crystal clear. And the media loves President Obama. So the folks be damned. This is like telling people standing on a beach, hey, a tsunami's coming. And if you don't move, you're going to be killed. But the beach folks say, I like it here. I'm not moving. And then eventually the wave sweeps them away. That's exactly what's happening now. We're living in a country that's polarized. We're also living in a country that is becoming addicted to machines, the internet. We discussed that last night. Many American citizens, perhaps most, are now too lazy to pay attention to their country. They're selfish, caught up in individual pursuits. Thus, the federal government has been allowed by the we the people to get out of control. Last year, the Fed spent $1.1 trillion more than the government took in. That is grossly irresponsible. The debt now approaching $17 trillion. President Obama, the biggest spending chief executive in history. So, I have to play Paul Revere here. I have to continue to tell you the truth. But I also believe many Americans simply will not listen. And even worse, they are not smart enough to even care. Disaster could be coming.
Even lying on Bill O'Reilly back then saw something in the GOA's report. Now, that was back then when the debt, the official debt, was approaching $17 trillion. Now it's approaching $19 trillion. That does not cover the hundreds of trillions in unfunded liability. That does not cover the hundreds of trillions on these banks' books. That does not cover the $1 to $5 quadrillion in derivatives. Remember the Bible saying that in the day of her downfall, none will come to her aid? Why? Because even if you put all of them together today, the GDP of the globe could not help save America. With a GDP between $43 and $65 trillion, that's the global GDP output. How in the hell can you help a person that has hundreds of trillions and even quadrillions of dollars in debt? The global chapter is closing for the Anglo. The greatest pillar of power and semblance for the white man, America, that so-called city that's set up on that hill, is now being kicked down into the valley of poverty, rejection, and scorn. We see the hand of God moving, right? It should make you happy that your day has come. You can bask in the sun now, black man and black woman, because our God is most definitely on the scene. Now I'm going to go back to 424, because I promised to go back to him real quick because he might have a comment or something. 424, you're on the Star and Crescent Report. Salam alaikum.
Well, Islam, sir. Well, brother, I mean, this is where we are, brother, in the last days in the destruction of the white man's world. He was given 6,000 years to rule, as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. He was given this. Now it's being taken from him. So his anger is striking out at the people of God. The wisest of the people of us know and understand the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as the messenger says. You know, this is supreme wisdom. And in order to be able to see the devil who he is, we have to see him in the light of how the God sees him. As the messenger said, you can't accept the teachings of what he teaches based on this world's knowledge. You have to elevate yourself up to that realm to be able to see teachings of the messenger for who he is and what Allah, Master Fraud Muhammad, taught him. So therefore, brother, a lot of us, like you touch on, a lot of us Muslims get caught up into the devil's world because they have some fascination or some fanatical idea of thinking that they can reform this devil. Where the messenger said you cannot reform him. The only way that you can reform him is he has to be regrafted back from that which he came from. And we waste no time in trying to graft him back because it would take too long. And by that time, brother, we can have what? Many babies. We can have many of them. You know, so, you know, it's unfortunate that we have to see our people deal with this and go through it, but this is what we have to go through, as the Bible says, that day shall not come. That's to be a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed. So he is that man of sin. So what else can you rectify and call this man other than
a man of sin and the devil for what he does. All throughout his history, he has been killing people, the darker peoples of the earth, and especially us. You know, we have up close and personal relationship with him because we've been brutalized the most. Jews, and they talk about other people slaughtered. Brothers, there's no people that have undergone a severe brutality, killing, slavery, worse than the so-called American Negro. As the messenger said, a brass monkey would shed tears over the plight of what we have gone through in dealing with this white man here in America. But this is in war, brother. You know, there are casualties. There are casualties in war, and we are at war. This devil is striking out at us, and he's going to continue. It's going to intensify, and the only way out is the messenger's teachers, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Humble ourselves to this teaching and accept it. This devil world is going out, so the only way that we can get out of this whole circumstance if we divinely accept the teachings of Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we have to qualify ourselves. Now, we see all of the things that are going on, not just here in America, but worldwide. The devil was striking out all over the Middle East, the Isles of Asia. He's over in Europe. He's everywhere trying to hold on to that which the power he was given. But Allah is striking out at him to show the world, as our lesson teaches us, why was it necessary to make the devil? To show forth the power of the God that he can make a devil and then destroy him. The kingdom is ours. All we have to do is accept the teachings of Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Beautiful, brother. All praise is due to Allah. So all you brothers and sisters listening, this brother right here is telling you the truth. He's reading right from the messenger's books. If you have any problem with that, then you obviously have a problem with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because bringing it up relative to 2015 in the lingo, in the language that we ourselves speak. Thank you, sir. All praise to Allah. Brother, continue on. Assalamu alaikum.
All right. Wa alaikum salam. And I want to also add something what he just said about why did we make devil. It also is also up in there that we fall. We can make a devil and live amongst him and not fall victim to his wicked society. See, the God, the goodness in us, that good material, that right material that is within some of us, the ones that Allah wants, you see, is being brought out. It lied dormant for a while because we were in this society. But the more the society beats down on us, the more it's purifying us and making that material that lied dormant become the dominant material in us. And that's why the messenger says, and the Bible tells us, that we were given heaven because we sacrificed in the midst of all this hell. We remain steadfast and faithful to the word and promise of God. The end is nigh. A new beginning must come in. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, he said, and this goes back to, you can go tell whoever you want to go tell. Do not go over to that foolishness pushed by L. Ron Hubbard. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, shall we go back to that which God has brought us out of? No. As it is written, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which framest mischief by our law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood, the so-called Negroes. That's in the Psalms 90, 20, and 21. And again it teaches us, can there be fellowship with light and darkness? Black man and black woman, if this light of truth, which emanates directly from the source of truth, God Almighty, and given to us by Mercury. And why do we say Mercury when we mean the messenger? Because Mercury is the closest planet to the sun, and it is all but trapped and caught up in the light of God. So when you look at Mercury, you're looking at the sun. When you're looking at the light of Mercury, you're looking at the light of God. Shall this light of truth that God gave to us in the 30s, shall it have fellowship with the darkness of the devil that is being pushed out? I think not. If you fall for it,